What's going on, guys? Welcome to The Journey, where we deep dive all things real estate and investing. We pick the brains of market leaders so that we can fast forward you from where you are to where you want to be using their knowledge and experience. My name is Austin Mitchell, and on today's episode, I want to chat with you about, I guess a simple way to put it is to just get your shit together. Because, so this is something that happened. It's been probably 8 weeks since I've been at the gym. And it's probably been about a month since I went to a team meeting. So we have our team meetings every Tuesday. And I decided to just kind of drop in. I felt it was the right thing to do. You know, I'm still going to be 51% majority owner. And so I kind of feel an obligation, one, to, you know, make sure it's still running well. But two, just to try to make sure and give everybody on the team the best opportunity to succeed. Because I know this is going to be new for them. It's going to be a transition. They got into this industry wanting to just coach, but now taking on a leadership role where they have ownership, there are a lot of nuances that are different that I feel aren't obvious until they're obvious. And one of those is the fact that, I put a couple tens of thousands of dollars away for reserves, a couple months of reserves, essentially, in a savings account. And, since I've stepped out of the role, it's been 8 weeks, so right at the start of the quarter, and they've netted negative one member per week for the entire quarter. So right now they're at negative 10, I believe, and members for the quarter. And the membership revenue has been trickling slowly, but you know, it takes a long time to kill 200 plus recurring memberships per week. But nevertheless, it is trickling and or declining. And so, you know, it needed to be discussed and brought up that, look, that money in savings that I had put away is not going to be used to save anyone or bail anyone out. I would not ask you to pay my salary. And so I hope that you would not ask me to pay your salary. And with that being said, like, I highly suggest that y'all set up an oh shit fund, because at this point, if we're all going to be essentially 50-50 partners, I mean, we're pretty damn close, 51-49, we're pretty much equal. I'm not going to supply any savings, because now you have just as much effort and skin in this game as I do. And so if things decline, you know, and continue on this track for the next quarter, then you will need to fund. Either y'all will need to take a pay cut to, you know, make sure that the gym remains profitable, or y'all, somebody will need to get laid off. And I know that sounds crazy, but like, that's the reality. Like, if you have ownership in something, then you take the risk. And if you are not actively growing your business, then these are the consequences. It's never guaranteed that I was going to eat ever. I mean, for the first year, I barely had shit. And we didn't show a profit on the business until like the third year's tax returns. And so I am fully aware, you know, of that conversation and the risks that go into that and the skill sets and the things that I had to figure out. Half of the first, 10 episodes of this entire journey was discussing the bullshit that I had to go through in the beginning and even to this day. And that stuff, I don't think, is obvious to someone who has never been in that position or had to feed themselves. And so when you get a job, it's kind of just assumed that you're going to get fed. And if anything bad happens, your salary is still going to get paid. But the second they accepted to take on this equity, they signed on essentially to take on the risk of their own survival as well. And so, you know, that's why I went in. I wanted to give them the best shot at this, show them what I know and coax them along, because I can see this stuff coming. But if changes aren't made, then there will be an issue. But anyway, this kind of brought up the thought of the fact that, you know, it comes down to how bad do you want it? Okay, because right now, what is it? It's 6:38. It's Black Friday. I'm sitting in my office. I just had a conversation with my client about my consulting client about business and how things were at the gym. And I was telling him about this and how we were having a discussion during that team meeting about marketing and how you can get really caught up in moving your hands and doing things, but not being effective. Okay. And so this point, please listen, because I'm going to make this point to lead into the actual point I'm trying to make, which is actually getting your shit together. and stop making excuses. And how bad do you want it, truly? Because with this, the discussion was that, like, the gym has been doing very good since I've left as far as, like, being a part of events, going to community CrossFit things, being a part of competitions, and just doing things in the community, which is cool. You know, I'm never going to discourage that. Do everything you can. But there is a reality. One is that you have a finite amount of time and you have a finite amount of attention. And if most of your week is spent at the gym, coaching, doing your job, the 2 days on the weekend need to be spent very efficiently. Or the things that you're doing when you are not working, and this goes for anybody, not just for the gym, this goes for whatever you are doing, because the conversation could be, or the argument could be made, well, you know, this could be tough for them because they're full-time, working full-time coaching, but it's like, shut the fuck up, because no, I was full-time coaching, building the business, learning all these things, taxes, sales, marketing, fucking HR, training, bringing up a team, all this stuff. All that stuff had to be done. So I would go coach in the morning, 5:30, 6:30 in the morning. During the day, middle of the day, I would work out and then study, work, market, do different things during the day, sales. And then at night I would coach until 8 o'clock, and then I would go home, eat, and then read and study more. And so it doesn't stop, and it didn't stop. And you have to work overtime at anything when you're trying to build it up, because it takes much more effort to actually get the momentum going as it did than it does to actually keep it going. And so with that, going back to the community events thing, being in, and I want you to listen to this because this has a target market. If you are trying to build your own business, you know, I know this is shifting to real estate investing. If you're trying to get into investing, if you're trying to get into real estate, but if you're trying to build any kind of business, you need to know your target market. And I know this is said, and let's use this as an example. We're a CrossFit gym. You go to CrossFit events and you get seen by other CrossFit gyms. While that may seem cool on paper, you need to understand who is your target market. So we are almost $75 more than any other gym in our area per month. And the reason we can charge so much is because we give so much more value. But we give so much more value in the form of one-on-one accountability. Nutrition is included. We give specialty courses. We give mobility. We give weekly weigh-ins. We do all of our classes are coach-led, just like everything else. But we do one-on-one personal training sessions for free, skill sessions. All this stuff is built into our program, and it's included in our membership rate. They're not add-ons that you just have to pay an arm and a leg to get. They're all part of it, and that's our program. And the people that attracts are the ones that have tried something prior, a Planet Fitness junkie who never showed up and just couldn't get it to work, or they need the accountability. They need that one-on-one attention to show them what to do, but if they know what to do, then to keep them on track to make sure they're doing what they need to do. That's the difference. That's what we sell. And the people who need that are the ones who have a pain point. And the people who have a pain point are generally overweight, low motivation, and they need someone to hold their hand. Thus, going to a CrossFit event, you are not going to find those people. Those people are already a part of a community that they are happy with, okay? They don't have a pain point because they found a gym that they like, and they're showing up to the point where they're showing up in the community. So they have enough attachment to that community to where their pain point is fixed. Okay. They still might be out of shape. They still might need to show up because that gym isn't providing what they need, but they don't know what they don't know because no other gym is doing what we're doing. But so then, okay, well, if they're a part of a gym and they're probably not going to come over to our gym, then maybe the other people who aren't a part of a gym, false. Those people are showing up with the people who are part of a gym. And I can guarantee you they're going to go to the gym that their friend goes to well before they come to our gym. So again, like, you're going to these events and it looks like a lot of people that are doing the same thing, and it would make sense. I'm a CrossFit gym. Let's go to a CrossFit event, get new members. No, that's not it, because what we provide is something to people who aren't already in this community. We need to be the first stop. So in order to do that, you need to find the people that have the pain points that we can solve. And they're not at CrossFit gyms. They are not current CrossFit members. They can make an upgrade, but they need to justify the things that we have in place, which necessarily aren't for a veteran CrossFitter. They're for somebody who has tried to get in shape and has not been able to. So the conversion rate from other CrossFit gyms to ours isn't, because you take a massive pay increase or membership increase, and some of that stuff might not be important to you. So it's simple sales. It's like the whole sell me this pin, and okay, well, the first question you need to ask is, are you in the market for a pin? If you're in the market for a CrossFit gym and you already got a CrossFit gym, then they're not in your fucking market. That person doesn't need a pin. And so anyway, that simple thought needs to like be expanded as far as, if you're in business, you need to understand your target market, okay? And that's one that they are missing, but was explained, like, look, these are the people you need to go for. This is our avatar, someone who is out of shape, has tried and has failed because they have a lack of motivation, but they have a desire to lose this weight even more than what we are charging in pain for the pain point. So with that discussion, you know, that's where it led to, man, am I being too harsh? Am I being too rough on these guys? Am I expecting too much to come in here and just say, like, look, like, y'all need to get better at marketing, understand that. So I explained the target market and some more things to do. And if nobody has the desire to learn paid marketing, which does cost money, because you're going to need to spend money on ads and you're going to need to watch that ROI extremely carefully. If you're spending $1,000 a week and you're, you know, getting one person in who is paying $50 a week or doing a challenge at $400, then you would need three new members a week paying $400 to cover that. And then you would need to get better at the ads, the copy, the creative. And that takes a lot of work. And I can speak on that because it took me years to get good at that. And the amount of effort is ridiculous, especially on TikTok and things now. Like, you got to recycle these, you've got to replace these videos once or twice a week. And so your full-time job becomes a videographer, which is essentially what the last 6 months of my job at the gym were. And so what do you do? If you got no money, you do the grassroots stuff. And I'm listing this stuff off and I'm like, man, this is kind of a lot to ask them. And this is where it comes down to the point of this entire conversation. Because the reality is, I'm sitting here at this desk, it is now 6:46, and I sat here for a couple hours today actually writing out, it's my Vision Traction Organizer from the book Traction by Gino Wickman, probably one of the greatest books I've read as far as my business, as far as its structure. So it tells you exactly how to break down your core values, your focus, but mainly your 10-year target, your marketing strategy, your 3-year picture, your 1-year plan, and then it breaks it down quarterly. So what are my quarterly rocks? So what do I need to hit this quarter to hit my 1 year, to hit my 3 year, to hit my 10 year? And then ultimately you do it to a weekly meeting, which, and from there you break down, there's 13 weeks in a quarter. If I know what I need to do per quarter, if I want to close on 2 new doors or 10 doors this year, then this quarter I want to start with 2. I want to get add two new doors to my portfolio. And they need to be $90,000 a door, 12% cash on cash annual. Then I know what I need to do every week to generate that. And with that, so I'm doing Zillow paid ads. I'm driving for dollars. I'm sending 100 letters of intent per month. So that means driving around and dropping off a legitimate, I'm willing to pay $100,000 cash for this house. You know, would you be interested, to 100 different doors that I'm targeting individually. I do one monthly meetup on Bigger Pockets where I meet new people. I've already got 2 investors who have hit me up since I've started those, trying to invest, and I'm out seeking multifamily homes for them currently. Social media posts, so whatever, just family, friends, stuff, 3, just to stay relevant on there. But hitting up past clients, 5 a week. Writing 5 legitimate offers. I'm sending 15 letters in the mail of letter intents to targeted markets. And I'm doing the 1 interview a week. So I post 1 interview on YouTube a week, and I'm doing this podcast. So these are all different lines that I've got in the water. And while one might not be the game changer and be everything, collectively, the amount of effort I'm putting into it is ultimately getting me to where I'm going to want to be. And I think that's where it's just like, there needs to be a level of understanding of like, get your shit together. And there's probably way more that I could be doing. But right now, this is where I'm learning the new things that I could be doing here, and I'm implementing those things as I'm learning them. And so I think that's ultimately what where the frustration came, because I'm sitting there thinking, this is going to be tough. But at the same time, I did all that shit. I did it at the gym already. I've been in their position. I know what it takes. I know what the risk it took and the amount of effort. And now I'm doing it again. And the argument could be made, well, look, now you have all your time to devote to that. But it's like bullshit. If you quit your job too, then you would have all the time to do it as well. I've done it working full time, and now I've quit my business so that I can do this full time. And I still have a full-time job, like working the real estate agent. And so, I don't know. I feel like you can make excuses for yourself until you're blue in the face, but until you actually like buckle up and put in massive amounts of effort per week, every single day, then ultimately it's not going to happen. So whether we're talking about investing, whether you're looking to whatever, start a business, anything you're doing, if you want to do it, you need to go all in. You need to stop making excuses. You need to stop looking around and seeing what other people are doing. Like, how many hours do you work? Cool. If you have to devote that to pay your bills right now, then that is set. Everything else that is around that, you are deciding whether to put into your business, building whatever you're trying to build, or do something else. And that's ultimately the discussion you need to have with yourself. Look in the mirror and are you doing the things that are necessary to get you where you want to be? You can't use the excuse, well, I work full time now, so I can't build a business. That's bullshit, because everyone has to pay their bills. I have to pay my bills. The bills got paid and I was still able to build a business, and I'm still doing this stuff now. So anyway, I feel like this was definitely more of a raw talk, but I don't know. I just felt like I needed to say that because this was something that is going on currently at the gym. And again, I'm always trying to be as forward and upfront with this stuff as possible and as transparent as I can be. But anyway, hope all is going well. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. You know, if you are enjoying these, please share. You know, it really helps me out. That's probably the biggest compliment you could ever give me. Just send it to somebody or subscribe or check out the YouTube channel. Just go to austinmitchell.biz. All the things are there. But anyway, just hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram. I am Austin Mitchell, and we can have a chat. But anyway, I hope you're all doing great, and we'll talk soon. Later.